Welcome to Peer Centered, a podcast for and about peer tutoring and writing. Today, we're continuing on our conversation about the upcoming conference, the National Conference on Peer Tutoring and Writing, or NCPTW, which will be in Miami in November. And today, I have with me Christine Sacco Sanchez, who is the Writing Center Director at Farmingdale State College. Hi, Christine. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Well, let's. What's your presentation about at NCPTW this year?
The presentation will focus basically on how successful student learning begins by creating a common ethical standards of teaching amongst the tutors as a unit, and how tutors who practice common expectations and common ethics of teaching and learning create a village at the Writing Center.
Yeah, what exactly do you mean by village in that sense?
The village in the Writing Center is basically the community of tutors and consultants or peer tutors who make up the center and who all share a common end goal. It's understood, and each member of the village has different talents to offer each student, styles, methods, tips, expertise. They have different disciplines, backgrounds that they come from. And the people of the village embrace the same ethic of standards of learning and teaching. So pretty much the village, or the people of the tutors, understand, they accept, and they follow the center's mission statement, their policies, their procedures, and hopefully, in the end, the village becomes a harmonious and conductive and conducive work environment instrumental to the success of student learning. So although we need variety with the tutors and different styles, because obviously you have a variety of students who work better with certain tutors, but everybody needs the common end goal.
Sure.
So, ideally, it takes a village to raise a successful student. So, if they all have common values, standards, and ethics, if they're all different amongst the people of the village, then student learning stops. So, again, the village is basically the tutors and the staff at the Writing Center. And it really does take everybody at that to create the environment, the positive work environment, and to all be on the same page to help the student. Because sometimes students who come back, they visit one tutor, they visit another tutor, and they see multiple tutors depending on what time they come. They all need to be on the same page. So that's really what creating the village is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you play to everybody's strengths in that sense. So, for example, if you had a tutor who was a business major, right, they'd have the strength of being able to work on, say, business communication assignments or that sort of thing versus, say, a tutor who is an English lit major or something, right?
It's funny you ask that because we a couple of years ago we had I do a professional development. It's mandated every semester in the beginning of the semester, whether they're seasoned tutors, whether they're brand new tutors, whether they're adjuncts or just full time tutors. And we have our professional development, and that's kind of where we go over the goals and everything else. And one issue that came up, and it's great because it provides an open forum of discussion where tutors can express issues that they have with students and really kind of create bonds with other tutors and concerns that they have. And some of the tutors, because the majority of our tutors, all of our tutors are adjuncts. We're trying to get a peer tutoring program in there.
Uh-huh.
And the majority of them are from the English department. And what was happening was, say we had, for example, a tutor from the sociology department. When somebody would come in with an English lit paper, the sociology tutor or the psychology tutor or the engineering, the tutor from the engineering discipline would push that student off to an English, someone from the English department. And those English tutors were getting inundated with the rotation. It wasn't a balanced rotation. So we came up with the theory of, you know, writing across the disciplines or writing in the disciplines should all have the same goal. Every piece of writing needs to follow the assignment, then it needs to be organized, and then it needs to be structured, and then we created a rubric.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what discipline the tutor is from. The writing should be collaborative and consistent, and if the tutor can, and we even went as far as saying, if the student can explain a topic that or a discipline that the tutor isn't familiar with, they've succeeded as a writer. So we try to discourage, I'm more of a technical writer,
yeah,
rather than an English lit writer.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that the professional development has encouraged is we have a great, our relationships with each other, they're wonderful. They're positive, they're good. Everybody works well with each other, and I don't know if it's just that's how the dynamic was created, but none of the tutors have a problem stopping in the middle of a session and asking someone who's an expert in APA a question. And it makes the student is more confident because now they know that the tutor isn't just giving them any answer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if there's a tech writing student that comes in, a technical writing student that comes in, and one, you know, the someone who's in the criminal justice department is tutoring them, they'll stop and ask me a question. So we all work together to create that positive experience for the student.
Yeah, that makes sense then, the idea of the village then, because then everybody is sharing in what's
right.
going on, no matter what
right.
supposedly their area of expertise is, right? And that
right.
plays out nicely. Well, that leads in nice to my next question then, is how does the concept of the village enhance what a writing center does?
The best way to answer this is if I break it up in two parts for the
sure.
students and for the tutors, because it really it enhances it as a unit, obviously. But for the students, you know, the students sense the positive atmosphere. The students have a lot more trust in the tutors. There's nothing worse than getting a paper back from an instructor. And there's nothing more embarrassing than getting a paper back from the instructor going, well, the tutor gave you the wrong answers.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm sure it's happened in every writing center. But when a tutor will stop, again, and ask another tutor a question, the student feels confident, and the student feels probably more relaxed. The village also creates a positive atmosphere, where an encouraging atmosphere to the student, a constructive atmosphere, and it makes the overall experience for the student non-threatening. Tutors, since we do have a lot of adjuncts, I try to make it clear with the tutors during the training is you have to take yourself out of the classroom now. Now you're a support center. You know, you cannot get frustrated at mistakes. There's all different levels of learning. So for the student, it helps the student come back if they need to come back. Also for the students, when we create the village, the tutor, we let the tutor know that they should explain to the student how the session is going to go. We get students who come in all the time who say, I'm a great writer, but I just need help with grammar. And grammar is the last thing on the rubric that we look at. So we always encourage tutors to explain what's expected of the student, how the session's going to proceed, what they're going to be covering, and they're comfortable, and they get it. And this way, everybody's expectations are clear, and hopefully their expectations are met. So again, for the student, since the village creates a positive and conducive learning environment, they feel welcome. There's no pressure. There's no stress. They don't feel like they're being judged. And they're more inclined and willing to visit again without, maybe being mandated by the instructor, and hopefully share their experience with other people, and
sure.
they'll get some great reviews, hopefully. Now, for the tutor, as far as how it enhances the environment for the tutor, there's so much teamwork going on, and it's not forced. Although we discourage tutors to interrupt other tutors. But we encourage the tutors who are tutoring to ask questions if they need help, and they do. They really do. How else does it? We don't pass what I mentioned earlier. We have a rotation, so students don't feel inundated and overwhelmed and maybe become bitter that they've seen so many more tutors that day. We get about a third of our school's population every semester. And that's, it's our numbers are huge. It's a lot of work, especially during midterms. And we don't want tutors to feel overwhelmed. The village also eliminates, by getting the tutors with the same value and the same ethic of student learning, it eliminates what we call tutor hopping, because sometimes a student will come in and maybe be unhappy with a tutor, because sometimes students expect more. They expect the tutor to do the research. They expect the tutor to make the revisions, or I should say edits, revising and edits, two separate idea concepts as far as we're concerned. So as long as tutors know the policies and the procedures, tutor hopping is not going to work, because the tutor, if a student decides they don't like the tutor and wants to go to another tutor, that tutor knows, out of respect for the other tutor, don't take the student, don't steal the student, and that student will know that tutor you want to hop to is going to tell you the same thing. So again, it has that camaraderie and that common goal.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it eliminates tutor bashing as well.
Yeah.
sometimes students come in and they may not have the nicest thing to say about a tutor. But if all the tutors are offering the same service in the same order, with the same policies and procedures, and really are abiding by those laws, then the experiences for everybody are better. And it hopefully eliminates unethical practices amongst tutors, because that's an issue also. Because since everybody knows the rules, you're not going to have one tutor breaking the rules in front of all the other tutors when everybody knows the rules.
Yeah.
So hopefully it eliminates some unethical practices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it sounds a lot like, ultimately you're doing, the tutors are collaborating with each other and talking with each other and working with each other. It sounds a lot different from I don't want to say silo. I know that's a really common term nowadays when people are talking about business, but management of people. But, it seems like before you had people who were isolated, separating themselves, but now they're really collaborating with each other and working with each other to make a better writing center experience for students.
Right. And we have students, I've noticed since we've started with the professional development and since we've started relieving some questions, because like students, tutors don't want to ask. Maybe they assume they should know the answer. And that whole line of open communication really enhances the center as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And we have students who have been there for years. They come in. They don't even have writing assignments sometimes. They just come in to say hi, and it's like cheers when they walk in, and everyone's like, Norm! So it's fabulous.
Yeah.
And everybody's happy, and it creates a hub. Again, because we do have a lot of adjuncts where sometimes they hop from school to school, but there's a hub.
Yeah.
And every day they're developing professionally, because every day they're asking, and we invite each other into the classrooms to give presentations, to do workshops. It's fabulous.
Yeah, that's what's, I think, important to note about, what you're talking about is that learning, and particularly collaborative learning or this village concept, learning never really stops. It's a mistake for people to think, oh, I'm an expert now, I have nothing more to learn. I mean, I walk into a writing center and I feel I have a lot to learn every time I even talk with a student or talk with other tutors.
Writing center where everybody has to do A, B, or C. There are just certain, like I said, ethics of learning and standards of learning, and we all have to be on the same page of we're all here for the student. It's students first. That's our theory, and that's the new mission of the school. It's students first. I honestly believe we have 12, currently I believe we have 12 students. They're all there. It's great. The money is good, but they really are all there for something more. And they really, truly do help students. We have, I believe this is the second group of exchange students from the Dominican Republic. Well, they're not really exchange students there. About 40 of them where they stay the whole 4 years, and this is the second group that we're doing. And they're mandated to come to the Writing Center. We've created programs. We do that, you know, we also let the faculty know that we tailor programs for them as well. ESL, I think in most writing centers, is an issue. We have a few strong ESL tutors, and sometimes, you know, some tutors, they don't know the rules of teaching ESL, so we do allow them to select the other tutors. You know, so the rules aren't broken. They're bent a little bit, but we're not all robotic. You know, there's, again, like I mentioned earlier, there are certain tutors who have certain areas of expertise. We have one we call the Grammar Queen. She is just fabulous. She's flawless, and nobody wants to write anything and send it to her because we're afraid it's going to come back with red pen. You know, but she's the one that we send, you know, with grammar questions. So, you know, it's not like we're all, no, we can't do this, no, we can't do this. We use the variety of disciplines and expertise for each tutor to enhance certain areas of the Writing Center also.
Yeah, because certainly, you know, that's what I like, this concept that you've come up with, the idea of the village, the idea of working together. I think that really does, you know, it does enhance it for the students. I mean, as you say, students first. I mean, that focuses on their learning, helps them to refocus their learning when you're working with a group, a team, rather than just one person against another person against another person, the way, you know, how education has been for the longest time, where it's teacher and student, right? And now you're talking much more of a writing center concept, which is the idea of a team or collaboration in that sense. Is there any other, you know, I mean, speaking in terms of collaboration, you know, how do you think, or how else can we enhance collaborative learning or collaborative learning in a writing center situation?
You know, that's a very good question, and there's so many ways that I actually look at that question. So I may go off topic a little bit, but if I do, please pull me back.
Okay.
Pull me back. One of the issues that we find at the Writing Center, there are so many levels of writing. Students are across the board, are all over the board. And Farmingdale has really made it one of its priorities to really focus on the writing. We have writing across the disciplines, writing intensive courses. The faculty are really on board. We have a very strong WID program. We have a very strong writers program. So they're really focusing, and faculty is really recognizing issues in writing. So I have a marketing background, and one of the areas of marketing that I used to focus on was advertising and promotion. So I kind of took that concept and ran with it a little bit. Uh-huh. We had it wasn't an assessment. It was just a random survey, just to kind of see how we can get to students and where they were getting their information about the Writing Center was from. 67% of our students that visited the Writing Center found out about the Writing Center through faculty members. So we have our faculty is very, very supportive of the Writing Center, uh-huh. which is fabulous. Because we see so many levels of writing, we've created in the Writing Center it's a rubric for them to follow, and we try to not erase, we try to enhance what they know and kind of reorganize the student to say, because a lot of, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of students come in and say, I'm a great writer, I just need help on grammar, and that's such a red flag for us. So we try to tell students that writing is not about grammar. You have to make sure, first you have to have the assignment. You have to make sure your writing answers that question. And if you can, some students come in and they don't, if they're an engineering student, for example, they don't like working with an English tutor. And we tell them, if you can explain something to someone who has no knowledge of the subject, you've done your job as a writer. Mm-hmm. So we try to go with that. Anyway, I totally got off track. But to get back to you, how can we enhance collaborative writing in the Learning Center? essay or any written paper, it's writing well. We need the support of the whole school. The rubric, I think, really for the tutors at the Writing Center, again, following the assignment, making sure it's organized, making sure it's structured well, and paragraph structure and sentence structure, and then hitting the grammar last, because if they're changing all their answers, then the grammar has to change eventually anyway.
Yeah.
So I believe it's just having faculty emphasize, to students the importance of impeccable writing. That's our belief. And again, we do that by we reach out to the faculty and staff. I go to chairpersons meetings. We go into the classrooms. We do class visits to let the students know that the Writing Center is for strong writers. It's for weak writers, and we try to inform them of the different levels of writing and getting started, to documentation, to organizing. We do workshops and classes. We just really try to teach the students so that they can take that into every discipline and every subject, mm-hmm. eventually through their life, not just their 4 years of school.
Yeah. Well, what are you looking forward to at NCPTW yourself, personally?
We have adjuncts and full-time tutors. We do not have a peer tutoring program, and I really, that is something that we're really looking to start. I'm looking to start that. I think there'll be a fabulous asset to have peer tutoring at the Writing Center for students, for them, for us, for the tutors to learn from. So last year I went to the IWCA in Baltimore, I heard I got a lot of information about online tutoring, which I got a grant in the spring, and we started a pilot for an online tutoring program, which is now almost up and running. Mm-hmm. And I would love to do the same with bringing student tutors in and peer tutors, and I'm trying to find information to enhance the Writing Center.
Yeah, well, that's one. I certainly think, in just looking through the program this year, and I was looking through to find different people that I could interview, and yours was one of the ones that I was very interested in. I think you're gonna find a lot of good information about, developing peer tutoring programs as well as the effects of peer tutoring programs. I think it has a lot to do with, the village concept that you're dealing with, because when we're talking about a Writing Center, we're automatically talking about a place that's about working, working and growing and learning. And I think, one of the best ways that we can do that is through offering peer tutoring programs. It's such a valuable asset to any institution, and when we can actually show that to our fellow educators, our colleagues, as well as administrators, to say, it's not just a resource for students to come and talk about their writing, but it's also a resource where peer tutors can learn this very important ability to work with others and talk with others and grow as human beings in many ways. I know that sounds awfully big, but that's what I was really intrigued by, in a sense, your village concept, because it is about being a human being in some ways, about sharing and growing with others.
Right. And it would be so beneficial to, again, from the other aspect of it, again, we have a lot of faculty members and adjuncts who work at the Writing Center.
Yeah.
And to bring in peer tutoring, we would have a lot to learn from them as well. And it would just, bring new ideas, new theories, new perspectives, and that would just enhance the village.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Christine. It's been great talking with you today.
You too.
When your session is... Oh, I've lost my paper. When's your session on what day is it on?
Saturday morning at 8.
Saturday morning at 8, bright and early. Everybody's going to get up and come and see you, hopefully. I know I'll be there.
Oh, good. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me again, and I'll see you at NCPTW.
Great. Bye-bye.
Peer Centered is a production of Salt Lake Community College Student Writing Center. Today's music was by Bonobo.